Fighting in Style. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate committee has been investigating reports that shoddy electrical work at military facilities in Iraq has caused numerous injuries and 13 deaths. The work was all done for a private contractor who hired local people. Local people, according to military consultant Mike Lyons, who may have had another agenda.
This is actually also a way to get back at American soldiers. If we are not seeing Iraqis that are at least somewhat pro-American, this could be happening on purpose.
However, there are some facilities where the Pentagon does not cut corners.
Comfort capsules is what they're called, sealed luxury rooms that can fit into the fuselage of a large military aircraft.
Yes, the Washington Post reports at least four generals were involved in picking the desk, even the color of the leather chairs for these comfort capsules, which can be loaded aboard military transport so that the brass can confer in comfort. The generals even tried to convince Congress to pay for the comfort capsules with $16 million earmarked for the global war on terror. They were turned down, but somehow they found the money elsewhere.
First comfort capsule already in production.
Anybody who's been in the military will tell you that there is a long and glorious history of liberating not only countries but supplies, especially when a general wants them. Note that when we beat Saddam, the generals got his palaces. And of course, when you consider the cost of war, $16 million to a general is like a barista tip. But maybe they should have spent some of it to hire one or two additional electrical inspectors. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.